Big news in local sports after a phone call today for former Seattle Mariner Edgar Martinez.
Edgar, hi. This is Jack O'Connell. I'm with the Baseball Writers Association of America. And I'm calling to tell you that the writers have elected you to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call.
I know you've been waiting a long time. you know, some of us voted for you 10 times. But there's an expression, better late than never. So very happy for you, Edgar. Really am.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
It has been 10 years of eligibility for Edgar Martinez, including a narrow miss last year in getting into the Hall of Fame. Martinez earned 85.4% of the votes from the Baseball Writers Association of America. That tops the 75% threshold needed for induction. This is big news for the Mariners, for Seattle, certainly for Edgar. So let's talk about it for a few minutes. Martinez played for the Mariners for 18 years, mostly as a designated hitter. Some people object to that position. Ryan Divish says times and opinions have changed, though. Divish covers the Mariners for the Seattle Times.
A series of younger voters, like myself, became eligible over time, and we kind of all grew up with the designated hitter, so we don't look at it maybe as punitively as older writers do when they grew up without the DH. We view it more as this is an established position in baseball, and you shouldn't penalize that.
Another change, statistics. It's more than hits and home runs. Divish says on-base percentage and slugging percentage are now just as important.
Edgar's career on-base plus slugging was .933. Edgar did that for 18 years over the course of almost 9,000 plate appearances. So to have that kind of consistency, there isn't many guys like that. Even like someone like David Ortiz, who was a longtime designated hitter, didn't hit with the consistency. He had a lot of homers, but wasn't quite as productive in terms of getting on base or overall batting average or even just the combination of slugging that Edgar Martinez had.
So as we said earlier, this was the 10th year that Martinez was considered. It was his final year of regular eligibility, and he issued a statement via Twitter shortly after he got that phone call you just heard. He thanked fans and teammates who have supported him throughout his career, which includes, by the way, time as a hitting coach for the M's. And he said, quote, "I'm humbled by the overwhelming support and feel so blessed. Thank you." Edgar Martinez will be only the second player to represent the Mariners in Cooperstown. The other is Ken Griffey Jr. Divish says Martinez may be even more beloved by fans than Jr.
There's the quiet, humble nature that he had. He was here for all 18 years of his career. 95, they had Griffey, but Edgar was there. 2001, Edgar Martinez was there. In all the best years of this franchise, Edgar Martinez was part of it. That has made him more beloved. And I think the frustration from fans over the past 10 years when they felt like Edgar wasn't getting the respect that he deserved as a player from Hall of Fame voters was also frustrating. I think this is a very cathartic moment for Mariners fans.
Of course, Edgar Martinez wasn't the only inductee named today. Mariano Rivera, Roy Halladay, Mike Messina also voted into the Hall. Rivera becomes the first ever unanimous choice.